glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 33. Verse 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. That's right, friend. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 12. Happy Thursday, July 4th, 2019. It's Independence Day. My name is Joey Kroll. Friends, so good to spend some time here with you today. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Yes, right, it's Independence Day, and I know many folks who have today off to really recognize our independence as a nation, the celebrating liberties that we have, the freedoms that we have, and I know me and my family, we're just so grateful for the men and women who serve our country, who have served, who paid the ultimate sacrifice, even just military families. We are just so grateful and so blessed for those who serve our nation, and so grateful for God's hand upon our nation as well. And friend, I hope you have just a few minutes to really pause and reflect on that today. And you know, though our nation is certainly not perfect, but if you look at other nations, we have dear brothers and sisters who are part of the underground church, who have to hide, so to speak, their Christianity, hide the fact that they have a Bible. It is illegal to say the name of Jesus. And so when you look at it like that, we are extremely blessed for the liberties and freedoms that we have. And that price and that freedom did not come free. So it's Independence Day, July 4th. I'll tell you what, you are in for a treat today here on Great News Radio. We are going to play some God-honoring patriotic songs today, really celebrating God's blessings upon our nation and songs of freedom, liberty, patriotic music today from Mark and Friends. So let's start things off today from Natalie Grant. It's the Star-Spangled Banner right here on Patriotic Thursday on Mark and Friends.
So
David Phelps right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. It's Independence Day 2019.
Father, please make this rain stop and protect us. The rain was coming down hard and fast, so thick we could barely make out the desert landscape ahead of us. It went on for days. The rain continued to pound us relentlessly until we finally neared the Kuwaiti border. Our battalion halted. On the other side, the enemy waited. Rain or no rain, we'd soon be going in. We awoke on the day of the invasion to clear skies and glorious sunshine. As we closed in on the border, I couldn't help but stare at the astounding sight before us. The torrential rains I had prayed to God to stop had washed away the sand to reveal metal discs planted all across the path. It was an Iraqi minefield.
Somebody's praying me through. Somebody's praying me through.
So I prayed, God, you've got to do something. There was an open field. We had to get across somehow, but it was going to expose us to the enemy, and they were firing. Somehow, from out of nowhere, came this white cloud and surrounded us, and we all made it across safely. Found out later there was this old prayer warrior at our church, Mrs. Tankersley, that God had woken up in the middle of the night, said, Spencer's in trouble. Pray for him right now. And the last part of her prayer was, God, whatever danger Spencer is in, just cover him with a cloud. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, somebody's praying me through the tears, through the rain, through the sorrow, through the pain.
The kids and I pray for you every night.
I pray for my daddy. He prayed for me too.
So I told the guys, you know what? A lot of people in America know how to pray. They were praying for us in Afghanistan, and they're going to be praying for us here.
My teacher asked my class to write a letter to an unknown soldier in the Gulf. It was a very special project for me because my daddy was also a soldier. So I told my unknown soldier what I wanted to tell my daddy, that his family missed him, loved him, and was praying for him. I wondered if any soldier would even get my letter, and then I got a letter back. I couldn't believe it. I knew the handwriting on it. And somehow, with all the soldier letters sent by kids across the country, mine had been sent to my very own father. I still prayed for him every night, but I felt certain that God was watching over my dad.
Lord is my strength and my shield.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble.
Be strong and courageous. He will not fail or forsake you.
The Lord is near to all who call upon him.
I sought the Lord and he answered me.
Somebody's praying. You through.
There are thousands of people who pray for me. It's a humbling experience to think that people I will never have met have lifted me and my family up in prayer. It's been a comforting feeling to know that is true.
In a Midwestern town, children form a with a flag bearer leading the way. Farmers and teachers, the old and the young, lift together their voices to say,
I pledge my
the final kickoff for the NFL, and the stadium is packed with screaming fans. All the banners are flying, the color guards advance. Like a wave, silence moves through the stands.
I pledge my allegiance to the grand old flag and the promise of hope from sea to sea. Under God,
no homes, where the powerless are yearning to breathe free. May we fight for justice till there's justice.
Under
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen the watchfires of 100 circling kings. They have built him an altar in the evening news. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel. Since God is marching on, since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Died to make men holy. Let us die to make them free. While God is marching on, our God is marching on.
That is Highlands Worship and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Thanks so much for letting me tag along with you here on this Independence Day 2019. It's Joey Kroll here with you. You can always drop me an email. Love to hear from you anytime. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. And as we celebrate Independence Day 2019, friend, let us not forget to declare our dependence on Almighty God. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.